I pulled into the parking lot of TD Bank Ballpark. I park and I change from my work clothes to my street clothes. For years, I did not do this until Brett, our manager, told me, "Fox, why would you, after a game, put a shirt and tie on if all you gotta do is drive home?" Point taken. So now I change from my work clothes to my street clothes before the game in my car. I do this, and of course, the last thing I do is put on and tie my shoes. In the middle of doing this, I turn my shoes over, and I see how the insides, the instep of my shoes are worn thin. CP is always reminding me that it's there. Well, I put them on and tie it. I do as poor a job of this as has ever been done before. And I know at some point between my car and the stadium, they're both going to come untied. What not to do? I think back to college when Kenny Wilkinson told me, you can learn from people even if it's what not to do. Well, let that be the first thing not to do from me. Let my insight be your foresight. Eat until you're satisfied. Don't eat all you can take. Recently, I went to the doctor with stomach problems. I called my dad. I said, "Dad, I had a stomach ache." He said, "Fox, you certainly didn't put enough shit in it." If you see a beautiful girl on a beach or on the street, that's real. That's not an illusion. Enjoy the view. If you see a beautiful girl on a screen somewhere, that's not real. That's an illusion. And if you act on it, there's a good chance you will live years of your life in regret. If the first adult beverage tastes good, you're 21 or 25. That's real. It's not an illusion. Enjoy it. Sip it and make it last as long as you can. If the second adult beverage tastes better than the first, that's not real, it's an illusion. Stop drinking and leave wherever you are. Trust me. And finally, if you want to be rich, simply do this. Want less. Thanks, Dad, for the advice. I get out of my car. I pull my left leg in, pull my right leg in, so my feet don't scrape across my driver's side door. Well, they do this anyway, and they have every time before and since. I put both feet on the ground, and I go through a series of awkward, frantic, and half-hearted checks about myself. Are my shoes tied? Are my pants buttoned? Did I miss a belt loop? Are my flies zipped? Anything hanging from my nose or in my teeth? Is my shirt on the right way? All those things check for now. I take my first awkward steps toward the entrance of the stadium. Some walk with no sweat and turn their steps into pirouettes, but some walk that they are not of this earth when walking, and their faces are like those of cows on AstroTurf. That's me. I might be very lighthearted about myself sometimes, but I am not in any way, shape, or form, light of foot. I'm 135 pounds soaking wet, but the toe-heel pattern in which I walk produces a very large thud. And you can hear me from a long ways away, and I know all of you know that. Well, a group of people about 25 feet ahead of me turn around to see what's making all that noise. It was me. So what do? I turn around and make believe I didn't lock my car. So I ask you, what do you do to escape from a potentially embarrassing situation? I lock my car 2 to 3 times until the coast is clear, and when it is, I begin to meander toward the entrance of the stadium. I haven't gotten there yet. When I mean meander, I mean meander. I have never walked in a straight line in my life. I'm wearing a backpack and want so much to be weightless. And then I think about the times when I have been weightless in my life. In water. Water. If you can't see it, you can feel it. If you can't feel it, you can taste it. Use it if you need a shave. It cleans it. It helps us bathe. Water. In 2001, I went to my best friend's wedding in Wilmington, North Carolina. The day of the wedding, I spent it at a pool with my parents. While in the shower, with water up to my waist, I gave my mother a piggyback ride. I thought, wow, I found some newfound strength, and then I realized I was in water. When I swim, I hardly ever go to the deep end because I'm a terrible swimmer. It is amazing how I cannot escape my body. Thank you.
Smattering of applause.